In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the votive mass of the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you today about a saint who had a peculiar name. He is Saint Sadoth, S-A-D-O-T-H. He was a bishop in a town named Seleucia, and he lived on the 4th century. Seleucia is in the area nowadays called Iraq, but during the time of Saint Sadoth, it belonged to the Persian Empire. The area now is known for that it has that the Christians living there have very hard time because of wars and the false religion of Islam. And today we hear about the martyrs and heroic confessors of Christianity in that kingdom of Persia. Saint Sadoth, our today's saint, lived in the times after the persecutions ended in the Roman Empire. But when he lived in Persia, the kings were only starting their big pagan persecution. The king of Persia, who also had a peculiar name, Sapor II, S-A-P-O-R, he hated Christians and put to death the bishop of Seleucia, Saint Simeon. Seleucia was the most important city of the Empire of Persia, so whoever would be elected to succeed Saint Simeon as a bishop would be in great danger, because of the persecution now having started, it was forbidden under the pain of death to be a Christian. And 3 months after the martyrdom of Saint Simeon, our today's saint, Saint Sadoth, was chosen to fill his place. Saint Sadoth did everything he could to administer support, shelter, and sacraments to the persecuted Christians. He was aware of the great danger, and one time he had a vision which seemed to indicate that the time was come for him too to suffer martyrdom. He related this vision to his priests and deacons, whom he assembled together for that purpose. "I saw," said he, "in my sleep, a ladder environed with light and reaching from earth to the heavens. Saint Simeon was at the top of it and in great glory. He beheld me and said to me with a smiling face, 'Mount up, Sadoth, fear not. I mounted yesterday, and it is your turn today.' Which means that as he was killed last year, so I am to follow him this." And soon after Saint Sadoth had this vision, King Sapor arrested him and many of his clergy, monks and nuns, altogether 128 persons. They were thrown into dungeons where during 5 months of imprisonment they suffered incredible misery and tortures. Amidst these tortures, the officers cried out to them, "Adore the sun." They were pagan sun worshippers. "Adore the sun and obey the king if you would save your lives." Saint Sadoth answered in the name of all that the sun was nothing but a creature, the work of God, made for the use of mankind, and that they would pay supreme adoration to none but the Creator of heaven and earth, and never be unfaithful to Him. And finally, that it was indeed in the persecutor's power to take away their lives, he said, but that this, the taking away of their lives, would be the greatest favor they could do them. Because of this, Saint Sadoth told the persecutors not to spare them or delay their execution. The officers again said, "Obey, or know that your death is certain and immediate." But the martyrs, they all cried out with one voice, "We shall not die, but live and reign eternally with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, inflict death as soon as you please, for we repeat it to you that we will not adore the Son nor obey the unjust edicts." And then the sentence of death was pronounced upon them all by the evil king. But for this, all of them thanked God and mutually encouraged each other. They were then chained two and two together and led out of the city to execution, singing psalms and canticles of joy as they went there. And being arrived at the place of their martyrdom, they raised their voices still higher, blessed and thanked God for His mercy in bringing them there. They begged the grace of perseverance, and that by this baptism of their blood they might enter into His glory. And these prayers and praises of God did not cease until with the life of the last of this blessed company of 128 persons. Saint Sadoth, by the king's orders, was separated from them and sent into a separate province, where he was finally beheaded. He governed his church in the Empire of Persia only 8 months, and finished his martyrdom after 5 months' imprisonment in the year 342. Children, these courageous Persian martyrs were glorious examples of Christians guided by the Holy Ghost. The author of their martyrdom says this: "A man who is guided by the Holy Ghost fears not death. He loves God and goes to Him with an incredible zeal. But he who lives according to the desires of the flesh trembles and is in despair at death's approach. He loves the world, and it is with grief that he leaves it." So, children, in today's Mass and with today's martyrs and saints, remember this important lesson, that no one who is filled with the Holy Ghost fears death. Holy Ghost is our counselor, God Himself, who encourages us to go through all the difficulties we might ever face in life. And because of this great counselor and God, we are meant to live our lives as courageous soldiers of Christ. Even if we do not have to testify of Him with our blood, which these courageous martyrs did with joy, remember always to bear any harm, any trouble, or any even minor detail of harm in your life with happiness and with courageousness, because doing this, you are the true witnesses of God and witnesses of the Consoler and only true Consoler of men, that is the Holy Ghost, our Consoler, our God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.